now it's time yet again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Living the good life. Got a great show ahead. Such a great week. Week one of the NFL. We're going to cover it all. PGA Tour coverage, live reporting, all that good stuff. But right now, Paxton Quigley coming on yet again with Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning.
Well, good morning, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Today, we've got, I think, a really good show. We've got news that's quite interesting. Perhaps it could be even groundbreaking, and groundbreaking for many of our listeners. There's a bipartisan move underway in the United States to make it legal for Veterans Administration doctors to recommend medical cannabis to our military vets for a variety of conditions, including chronic pain and post-traumatic syndrome. And we all know about PTSD. We've heard about it on radio all the time, television. Up until now, it's been prohibited for the VA physicians to recommend medical cannabis, and this has turned out to be very controversial. But last week, two U.S. senators, a Democrat and a Republican, introduced the Veterans Medical Marijuana Safe Harbor Act. I know that's a long title. If the bill passes, it would allow the VA doctors to describe medical cannabis to veterans in the 31 states that have established medical marijuana programs. And here with us today to discuss the Senate bill and what led up to it is disabled U.S. Air Force veteran Michael Krawitz. And Michael is the executive director of a group called Veterans for Medical Cannabis Action. Hello, Michael, and welcome to Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Yes. We're very excited about the news that came out this last week, and I'd like you to tell our listeners why this bipartisan medical cannabis bill is so important and what it means for our nation's veterans.
Well, this is a historic event in another way, that this is the first bill, as I understand it, that's dedicated to cannabis and veterans alone, the veterans cannabis bill in the U.S. Senate. This is really a landmark event. We feel it's a win-win from our perspective, because if you've read the bill, it has a whole section that just really educates anyone that reads it about some of the basic facts, like that veterans suffer a very high rate of opiate overdose and death by suicide compared to the general public, and that cannabis has been well shown to help in these regards to the lower suicide rates. Remarkable literature now available on how cannabis reduces overdose rates of opiates when cannabis is made widely available as a medicine to the vets. So having a bill like this is really important, and the fact that it's the first time the Senate has had a bill dedicated to veterans and cannabis, it's really an historic day for us.
Now, I want to ask you, how does cannabis alleviate the symptoms of PTSD? Because I've read, and the estimates seem to go back and forth, that between 40,000 up to 300,000 veterans have PTSD. What is it in cannabis that helps alleviate those symptoms?
Well, you've asked about the symptoms and kind of a direct answer about the cannabis as a medicine. But before I answer that, I want to say that most of the time we talk about not the actual pharmacology of cannabis and what it does for the vet. More, we talk about how if the veteran is able to use this cannabis and then use less of those pills, how that's such a great thing, that the pills that they're being given for pain have these terrible side effects, let alone in the case of overdose and death. And the medications, there's only a couple of them that have been approved by the FDA for post-traumatic stress, and they, believe it or not, both of them carry black box suicide warning labels, which means that a perfectly healthy person that would take that medicine, that drug, in research, had a tendency to have suicidal thoughts and tendencies. So you know, this is really something that if we can eliminate or reduce a lot of the medication use that is being given to these vets and to patients across the board that are suffering from these medical illnesses and syndromes, then I think that's, you know, almost automatically your greatest benefit. But, yeah, directly answering your question, there's a lot of emerging science. We have a study right now with MAPS that's looking directly at this, you know, cannabis for post-traumatic stress. But if you look at the symptoms of post-traumatic stress and break it down individually, like memory eraser function of cannabis that Dr. Mashulam taught us about with the cannabinoid receptor system, that explains how the nightmare cessation works. And we have a study actually out of Canada of one of these novel synthetic copies of THC, and they did a double-blind placebo-based study of that medication and found indeed that it did help with nightmare cessation associated with post-traumatic stress. So we have a lot of studies that show how cannabis works for this or that component of post-traumatic stress, and what we're really lacking for studies is just the you know, the studies that put it all together and get some of the blockheads that have been in our way to finally understand what we already see.
Now, what I also understand is that right now there are literally tens of thousands of veterans who are using cannabis, smoking it, and are really doing it illegally. What can you tell us about that situation?
Well, we got guidance from the VA back in 2010 that made it clear that if you're using marijuana under a state law, you shouldn't be punished at all, you know, when you go back to the VA hospital in their routine drug tests or whatever. But they also made it clear that that was federal property and you had to keep the marijuana off the federal property, even in your own state. So this bill would actually change that, and it would make the cannabis that the veteran's carrying around under the state program legal, even on that federal property. That's an extraordinary thing when you think about it, creating, like they said, a safe harbor. The name, I get it.
Well, that's interesting. Now, are there any of the senators who you think are going to be negative and vote against this bill? Have you found any kind of negativity?
Yeah, I think that previous efforts we've had with Congressman Blumenauer, this bill is Senator Schatz Schatz and Nelson from Florida, Schatz from Hawaii, both senators introduced this legislation. But previous legislation that we've been working on has been a spending bill amendment. And there really wasn't that much of an argument against it. We won our hearings, and it was put into the final draft, and then they just surreptitiously removed it at the end in conference committee with no debate, no spotlights or daylight on the process whatsoever. So that's kind of where we've been at, is as veterans, when we've come to the table, they've really been pretty quick to do what we need them to do. But if they have some administrative way to cut it down, I guess they'll do that as the lesson from that.
So what is your feeling about this bill? Does it really have a chance to pass?
Well, you know, I don't follow the day-to-day, you know, stuff that, you know, goes on in Congress as much as my colleagues. And we do have some great folks that work on this, the Veterans Cannabis Project. As well as the mainstream groups like Normal has really been working really hard on bills like this, and this bill particularly. We'd refer you to them, and MAPS, also Drug Policy Alliance and Americans for Safe Access and Marijuana Policy Project, all of those. But you know, this bill, like I said, we consider it a win-win. It's an educational process, and little by little, you know, folks are beginning to understand, you know, both the veteran situation and the fact that the federal government's position against marijuana is really a nuisance, and that it actually does cause harm to patients and make it harder in the lives of patients. I think that actually is evident in these actions that we're taking as veterans. As far as whether this particular bill will pass, I don't know. Wouldn't be able to give you a crystal ball on that one, but we've got new players coming to the table to work on this bill. As far as I understand, Senator Nelson has never worked on a marijuana bill before. So, you know, we're building bridges.
Now, Veterans for Medical Cannabis Access, is that actually a membership group Can veterans become a member and be part of it?
Yeah, well, in a way, all veterans are part of Veterans for Medical Cannabis Access, because we've been an organization since the beginning that's tried to represent the entirety of the veterans population in our conversations with the VA, and even do that from a perspective well grounded in the basic cannabis movement and in the cannabis culture, for try to be team players. The organization was started with a grant from the Marijuana Policy Project to, you know, create resolutions around veterans service organizations, and that really didn't go anywhere because we didn't have a language before the medical marijuana policy was passed in 2010. Since then, it's been a voluntary organization, and we've worked to pass about 20 state laws to allow post-traumatic stress as a qualifying condition. We've worked on many bills in Congress. We've worked on efforts in the World Health Organization, the United Nations. We're just about everywhere, but we have literally no formal structure, no bank account. We have a Facebook page. You can check us out on Facebook, Veterans for Medical Cannabis Access. But as far as, you know, joining and working with us, all you have to do is reach out to one of the folks that you see out there representing veterans. They're basically all, in their own way, volunteers under this larger umbrella of Veterans for Medical Cannabis Access.
Well, this is so interesting, and I'm so happy that we have you on. And I would like to tell our listeners that this could be the time, or it should be the time, that they contact their congressmen and women and ask them to support the Veterans Medical Marijuana Safe Harbor Act. And I really want to thank you so much for being with us today. And hopefully we'll have you back on when you can say to us, yes, the bill has been passed.
Yeah, so absolutely, and those letters count. Those letters really count. Thank you for that.
Sure. Thank you very much. And we'll talk to you again. And to all of our cannabis healing listeners, please, I want to remind you to support our military veterans and call or write your congresspeople today about this bill. And again, thank you for tuning in. Please stay in touch on Twitter and Facebook at Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. And until next week, stay healthy and balanced. I'm Paxton Quigley.